Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Richmond. It's 12 noon, and I'm AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town, and on Fridays, we roll. Broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition. Don't call River City Roll just a bowling alley. Live music and entertainment. The pizza's banging. The wings are good. Great beer selection. And they're even open for brunch on Saturdays and Sundays. And we wanted to get into all things sports on the show today. And, of course, tonight is Game 2 of the 2025 Stanley Cup Finals. We're going to recap that crazy fourth quarter in the NBA Finals with the Pacers stealing a road win. The series does not begin until a road team wins a game. Here we go. The NBA Finals are fully underway. NFL, we have the news. Aaron Rodgers has made a commitment to playing football next season in the National Football League for the Pittsburgh Steelers, just like we all thought he would announce like 2 months ago. Well, it finally happened. It's finally done. How does that change the dynamic of the AFC? Odyssey Pittsburgh sports radio host Chris Mueller will join us at 12:30 to break down the signing. ESPN is launching its own sports streaming platform. And unlike HBO, who branded HBO Max and then just Max, they're keeping it simple. It will be called ESPN. Brandon Katz from The Observer has all the info on how this may change our viewing habits for sports fans around the country. He'll join the show today at 2 p.m. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free anywhere you get your apps at. It gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, and then pick up right where you left off. But you know how we like to start the show, by catching you up on anything you might have missed around the sports world when we open up the sports app.
Here it is, everybody.
Clearly, this is the future.
Stats, scores, highlights.
Whoa, are you serious?
Wi-Fi plus 3G, 64K, this one.
The sports app.
Game one was a test. Test for the Thunder, test for the Pacers. I told you guys yesterday I was rocking with the underdogs, the Indiana Pacers, to win the series, and I had Pacers plus 10 for game one. I'll admit, I was very nervous when Oklahoma City went up by 15 in the fourth quarter. But the Pacers do not quit. They never give up. They have a never-say-die attitude, and you saw that throughout the entire Eastern Conference playoffs with comeback wins over the Bucks, the Knicks, and the Cleveland Cavaliers, and it was Tyrese Haliburton once again. But before that, it was another guard stepping up. How about Nembhard with the ball handling step back three over SGA late in the fourth quarter, and then Siakam gets a layup, back-to-back plays. Let's take a listen to the calls on ESPN.
Tyrese is not even the main ball handler at this point in time because the defense has been so aggressive.
Nembhard steps back, three-pointer. Got a three-pointer from Nembhard.
step back, three-pointer. Short rebound to follow. Siakam puts it in.
Thunder had a chance to ice it up by one late in this game. SGA fadeaway mid-range jumper off the rim. Rebound to the Pacers, and they go the other way. Let's take a listen to the Halliburton heroics.
Gilgeous Alexander spins, pulls up, jumper. Off the mark, won't go. Rebound, Nesmith. The Pacers with a chance to win it. Final seconds, no fouls to give. Halliburton looking. Halliburton driving, pulls off, jump shot. It's good! It's good! With 0.3 seconds remaining! Timeout, OKC! Tyrese Halliburton
just like that,
does it again!
Tyrese Halliburton shocks the home Thunder crowd. Pacers win 110 to 111. Halliburton with just 14 points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists, but he hit the most clutch shot in the game. A massive come-from-behind victory for the Pacers, setting the tone and stealing home court advantage from the Thunder in Game 1. What was so impressive to me is Halliburton has an awkward release in his shot, usually from around his hip, and he loves a step-back three-point shot. This, he was kind of moving forward, and he actually pulled up and released it above his head like a normal jump shot, and he nailed it. It was fantastic. Halliburton talking to Scott Van Pelt after the game about finding ways to win this game.
Yeah, I just, you know, keep my head down, and like I said, I work really hard. You know, I feel like throughout this playoff run, these are all these shots I've made are shots that I work on every day. You know, mm-hmm. playing one-on-one with our player interns, you know, figuring out different ways to make shots, make plays. You know, and I think us as a group, we just really stay at it. So, you know, I never lose belief in our group. I never lose belief. If I lose belief in taking a shot at the end of the game, you know, we're probably screwed. So, you know, I just gotta stick with it and stay confident, and you know, keep making. Place.
So many guys stepped up for the Pacers to come back and win that game, like Nembhard. How about from the Atlantic 10, Dayton Flyer, Obi Toppin, massive game. I mean, just a huge game. I told you, that Thunder bench unit can keep them in contest, and that's exactly what happened last night. Without the bench, there's no way they come back and win. Toppin hit 5 3-pointers, finished with 17 points. McConnell had 9. Mathurin, who had 5 points, had a fantastic block late in that game on the defensive side of the ball. Jay Williams believes the Pacers have broken basketball logic. Let's take a listen to this breakdown.
The Pacers didn't just win. Once again, they broke in basketball logic. Mm. This is now 4 playoff wins with less than a 2.1% winning probability that they've came back and won. Like, that's not improbable. That's statistically irrational. And when you actually think about it, I'm also ready to say this about this guy. Tyrese Halliburton is officially the most dangerous man in chaos. It just feels like he creates opportunities, whether that's 9 shots, whether that's 20 shots, he finds a way to put his imprint on the game and have impact when it matters the most. He didn't even look at the other people that are open on that play. You knew he was going to shoot the ball down the stretch.
You knew he was going to shoot it, especially in that moment. But I love how Halliburton trusted his teammate a few possessions earlier, Nembhard, to hit the big step back three as they cut the score to just 1 possession. But Halliburton wins it for the Pacers, and they're up 1-0 in the NBA Finals. We move over to the NHL Stanley Cup Finals on the Sports app. Game 2 tonight, 8 p.m. on TNT. Edmonton leads the series 1-0, a series that went 7 games last year in the Stanley Cup Finals, a rematch this year, and it was already a fantastic Game 1 that Edmonton won in overtime. Can they go up 2-0? Let's take a listen to this debate on ESPN.
Well, the key is for Edmonton's depth to continue to show up. I thought outside of McDavid, Draisaitl, and Stuart Skinner, their depth did an amazing job in Game 1. Kapanen was great. Evander Kane's physicality, he was noticed all over the ice. You see him there, he's in on the big goal. Matthias Ekholm was sitting on his couch last week, Greeny, and is now scoring goals in the Stanley Cup Final. So when you get that type of support, it does help balance out the Edmonton Oilers, how they match up against Florida. And when you can shrink the ice, shrink that series, and get them into a moment where you're on the power play to win the game, and you got Draisaitl and McDavid out there, you're not going to lose in those situations.
It's going to be a long weekend for Panthers fans if Florida loses Game 2 tonight. Game 3 not until Monday. Hopefully they can even up this series. I would love for it to go 7 games once again. We move over to tennis, French Open action from Roland Garros on the Sports app. We'll start with the men's. tennis semifinals. Awesome match earlier today. Lorenzo Musetti, who took down American Francis Tiafoe, played a fantastic first set against the young Spaniard and already French Open champion Carlos Alcaraz. He wins the first set 6-4. They battle so hard in the second set. Musetti had an opportunity. He loses it in the tiebreak 7-6, and that was all she wrote. He loses the third set 6-love, and in the fourth set at down 2-0, he retires after having treatment on his left thigh. Alcaraz was too much. The second-seeded Alcaraz going for his second French Open title and his fifth major overall will be facing off against Yannick Sinner or the 24-time Grand Slam champion and the greatest tennis player of our generation, Novak Djokovic. Sinner against Djokovic, that will be 1 p.m. this afternoon from Roland Garros. We move over to women's tennis here from the French Open, Roland Garros, and it is an American in the finals. So Saturday morning, wake up at 9 a.m. for breakfast and Roland Garros. Aryna Sabalenka, the number one overall seed, against American Coco Gauff. Coco, the 21-year-old, going for another Grand Slam after already winning the U.S. Open a few years ago. The problem is Sabalenka is probably going to overpower her. She's about 60 pounds heavier, probably 4 inches taller, and she is just a massive human being. And when she's at her best, she dominates everybody on the tennis court. We move over to the NFL on the Sports app. Big story of the day yesterday was Aaron Rodgers to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Why did it take so long? Rodgers agrees to a one-year deal with the Steelers. Rappaport with the latest on the NFL.
Finally, it has happened after an entire offseason of waiting, wondering, discussing all of the rumors. Was he going to play? Was he going to retire? Was he waiting for the Minnesota Vikings? What team was Aaron Rodgers going to sign with? We now know for sure Aaron Rodgers is going to sign with the Pittsburgh Steelers. It is going to be a one-year deal, as the insiders reported. Yesterday, Rodgers informed the team that he would, in fact, show up before mandatory minicamp, which, from my understanding this whole time, this was kind of the idea. This was what the Steelers were banking on, that Rodgers, right before mandatory minicamp, would show up, get the playbook, introduce himself to everyone, start the process of learning, maybe get on the field a little bit and throw the football, then go away for the summer, grind, and come back for a training camp fully ready to go. Again, one-year deal for the Steelers. There was always confidence that it would happen. Mike Tomlin was confident. Omar Khan was confident. Omar Khan was confident. He just wanted to make sure Rodgers went through his whole process dealing with some personal issues. It is all over. Now it's official. He is going to be a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now we can all go away for the summer having some peace of mind. And I have no doubt the members of the Steelers organization and their fans will as well.
The question of the day, will Aaron Rodgers be successful with the Pittsburgh Steelers? How do you, define success? It feels like it should be Super Bowl or bust for the Steelers. This was the right move to make after you botched the situation, letting Russell Wilson and Justin Fields go. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AY Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM from Pittsburgh Sports Radio. Chris Mueller on the Aaron Rodgers news. Mike Barber to talk all things UVA athletics at 2:30 here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everything. everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition. Don't call River City Roll just a bowling alley, live music and entertainment. Pizza's banging, the wings are good. You can come here to watch the NHL or the NBA Finals all weekend long. Joining us right now for a little crosstalk on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, it's Michael Phillips. What's up, MP?
What's up, dude? Good to be back in good old Richmond, Virginia, and NBA delivered.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Stanley Cup Finals always deliver. I mean, that Game 1 was fantastic. But the NBA might have outdone it with a Game 1 winner. Woo. From Halliburton there. I got nervous, Michael, because I kind of, you know, stuck my neck out and was talking about picking the Pacers all week long. And then they were down 15 with 9 minutes left, and it looked like they lost all momentum. How do you think they turned it around?
But you can talk to everybody else they've played, man. This is the story of the NBA playoffs, these great comebacks. I love it, too. Can't turn these games off. You know, that's the sort of thrills we want as fans. And for me, you know, as a casual NBA guy, like, I love seeing a great comeback, a great shot there at the end. A little defense, too. I know that's been one of the stories of the playoffs as well. They're playing some defense out there. I love this playoff intensity. I know you can't do that for 82 games, but the way they're locking down on key possessions, I love it, man.
Yeah, and here's my other thought about that game. Like, I really think you got a very good game from the Thunder, right? It's not like the Thunder played bad and that's why they lost. Like, you got a really good game for the Thunder, and I thought you got like a C game for the Pacers. To be honest with you, I really think this has got to be a nightmare situation for the Thunder, because are they really going to have another game in which Siakam really struggles from the field, another game in which Halliburton's not hitting his shots? I mean, he hits the game winner, but he was below 50% from the field, below 30% from three-point range, and he had 3 turnovers. He had 0 in that huge game against the Knicks. So I almost feel like the Thunder are screwed here, because they played a great game and yet came away without a victory, and they had 38 from SGA. Is he going to be able to continue to score 35-plus throughout the rest of this series?
Man, let's have ourselves a series. I love it. I don't disagree with the things you said, and you know more basketball than I do. I absolutely am taking the Thunder in Game 2, though. They're not dropping both of them on their home court. I think SGA can do it one more time at home, but I agree. You send it back 1-1, home court. It's a great spot for the Pacers to be in. I do not think they go back home up 2-0. That's not the game I watched last night.
No, and you know, I don't think the Pacers even care, you know, really what happens in game 2,
yeah.
Because
no,
you've just completely stolen the momentum and home court, and it's going to be very interesting because that's a great point. Like, do the Pacers even want to play hard? Because the next game's not even until Wednesday, June 11th. Right, so they have a huge break here. Right, they just played last night on Thursday. The game's 3 is not until next Wednesday, so that's like a huge opportunity for them to really get healthy, get up to full speed before they come home, because that's what's going to happen here. If the Pacers are going to win this series, they have to win game 3 and game 4, no matter what happens in game 2.
Is there something I'm missing? Why are we laying low for 4 days on the middle of the NBA finals? Like, I'm not opposed to it, I guess. I just, it feels very weird.
Yeah, I guess it's a travel day. It's the only thing I can think of. They do try to stretch these out.
I guess you want to be out. You want to be on weekend TV, and then you got to do your travel day. Yeah.
They have their deal with ABC, and I don't know. Is The Bachelor on Tuesdays, right? There's a reason that they had to move it to Wednesday, 8:30. It's an ABC television issue more than I think the NBA. But no, fantastic game last night. What are your thoughts on the NHL finals and what we're going to get in game two tonight?
Oh, man, all seven of these are going to be so tightly contested. And I mean, 20 whole minutes of overtime. You talk about travel and rest, and these guys are doing – look, they're on private jets. They will be taken care of very nicely. They will not slum it like you and I do, you know, running through the airport. But Edmonton to Florida, that's a long trip. It doesn't matter how nice your plane is. They're going back and forth a few times. They played at 79 minutes of intense hockey the other night. I'll be very curious to see how that's taken its toll on everybody tonight. One mistake by Florida, very uncharacteristic of them at the end of the game to make that mistake. You know, usually they're the ones keeping their composure to the finish. You know, I'm fully rooting for Connor McDavid, best player in hockey right now, to get his ring to send Lord Stanley's Cup back to Canada. To do it in Edmonton, like, I don't want the Maple Leafs to win. Those guys would be insufferable. But we can give Edmonton something nice every once in a while. They have so little, Adam.
Michael, I still am a little frustrated by Jordan Schultz. I promise I wouldn't even call him that anymore. Starbucks Juniors take on Terry McLaurin. It's been, I guess, 24 hours now. Everybody on 106.7 has chimed in. Everybody on Team 980. You and myself have chimed in as well. My panic meter might have gone from a 2 out of 10 back down to a 1 out of 10 because I don't think this is picking up steam at all. I would have thought John Keim would have said something by now if there was any truth to this.
He did say something, and his something wasn't, there's validity to this. The something he said was everybody calm yourselves down. Ben Standing put out a podcast that everybody calm yourselves down. Nikki Javala said everybody calm yourselves down. Everybody close to the team said calm yourselves down. I got the sense, I asked somebody last night, you know, what's going on here. They're like, I'm so tired of talking about it because there's no animosity in the building. There's negotiating happening. Yes. Negotiating happens all the time in every industry. You and I negotiate. Doesn't mean we're trying to burn bridges. Just means we're negotiating. Terry McLaurin is in a weird spot where he wants to get paid top of the market, and the top of the market's gone bananas recently. I don't understand why, but he should fight for every dollar coming to him, and then at the end of the day, they're going to find an agreement that works for everybody.
You think it's safe to assume that he will be a 1,000-yard receiver once again?
I think the only thing that would hold that back would be Debo getting 1,000 total yards and Terry landing on that, like, 980, 950 number. Obviously, if he's healthy, though, I don't see anything holding him back. If anything, I think adding more weapons will increase Terry's yardage because the defense has to account for more guys. He just seems like a consistent 1,000-yard producer at this point.
Yeah, just for our listening audience right now, rookie season 2019, 919 yards, 7 touchdowns. Every year since then, he's been over 1,000 yards, and his touchdowns have gone up from 4 to 5 to 13 last year with the 1,000 yards, with a 13-yard average, with an 86-yard bomb. That was the longest of his career in the Cowboys game. So, you're right. I think as long as Debo doesn't, you know, come away with 75 receptions, I think Terry McLaurin will be an 1,000-yard receiver again, and you got to pay that man.
Oh, no question. For reasons that you just mentioned, the statistical reasons, but also because he is the bridge to the past era, and he is a guy who put up with a lot and kept that building a lot classier than it could have been at times, and kept his mouth shut at times, and he had every right to complain about the quarterback play he was getting and the environment he was getting around him. Those are the kinds of guys you want on your team. They'll get him on their team eventually. I just wish they'd fed him a little more that rookie year, man. Could we not have gotten him a couple more passes in the garbage time?
You know, you're right about that. Michael, on Fridays, we like to do a little weekend preview. There's a lot going on in the sports world, both finals, NBA, NHL. I'll be watching a little tennis, Roland Garros, and some baseball as well. Anything that you're looking forward to? Or maybe you're doing something in Richmond, like first Friday, Friday cheers, something like that.
I'd like to go off the board, Adam. Tonight, 8 o'clock, I need you all to tune into ESPN. It is the decisive Game 3 of the college softball World Series between Texas Tech and Texas. All two of them so far have been bangers. Texas Tech spent $1 million for this year on this pitcher. She's amazing. Texas can rake the ball, though. They had a phenomenal game last night, back and forth. Patrick Mahomes is going to be there, sitting in front of the dugout, banging on it, cheering for the Red Raiders. That is my game of the night right there.
I like that. Yeah, that's awesome. Didn't have that on my bingo card, Michael.
I'm full of surprises.
Yeah. All right, Michael, thanks so much for joining me, man. Have a good weekend.
All right, see you on Monday.
You're listening to AY on the Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free anywhere you get your apps at. It's AUDACY. It gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, then pick up right where you left off. You can listen to any of our Odyssey shows around the country, including 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. And joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline from 93.7 The Fan, it is our buddy Chris Moeller. What's going on, Chris?
Oh, nothing. Just enjoying, Adam, day one of Aaron Rodgers being my team's starting quarterback. It's really fun. I love it. I cannot wait for 9-8 or 10-7 and several headaches weekly on the Pat McAfee show.
Yeah, I understand that completely. I want to start with, when did you first start hearing this was going to happen? Because I felt like we heard this in like March and April, and now we are here in June, and it's finally real.
I think people, new league year started March 13th. I would say a week after that, you kind of, oh my God, okay, they really don't want Justin Fields. He's gone. He's going to be a Jet. And it was one of those deals where suddenly the options started dwindling. They paid Mason Rudolph like he was going to be a backup. He kind of talked like he was going to be a backup. Everybody here knew that Mike Tomlin, despite Rudolph basically dragging an unwilling team to the playoffs for him in 2023, was not the biggest Rudolph fan. And so then it just became like a game of musical chairs. Well, who wants Aaron Rodgers, who's also out there because Aaron Glenn told him to get lost and that they didn't want him in New York? Everyone knew the Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers history. So I would say like within a couple weeks of the league year starting, I would say this has been going on probably since the beginning of April and that's probably a conservative estimate. It might have been connected before that. And then the frustrating thing that I would tell you is we've all had to speculate about it, and oh, Willie, won't he, is it happening, is it a handshake deal, he just doesn't want to announce it yet. That all seems like it was true. Like, they really did have this done well before the draft. They right. drafted accordingly, and they've made, I would say, some of their offseason moves predicated on the idea that Aaron Rodgers was going to be their starter.
Chris Moeller with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline from 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. Do you think the fan base, and do you yourself, still want Mike Tomlin to be the head coach?
I'm ready for a change. I think a lot of the fan base is. I think you have a very clear dichotomy between how Mike is talked about and viewed nationally by your ESPNs and NFL networks and the big-name talking heads, and how he's viewed locally by fans and by the, I'll call it, smaller name talking heads, although my cap is a 7 5/8, so I would qualify as the literal bigger talking heads of the bunch. People are in Pittsburgh are pretty tired of it. 8 years without a playoff victory. Show me another NFL coach that would still be employed with that resume, despite the fact that they might have won the Super Bowl in their early years. I think nationally there's this idea that, well, boy, Mike just gets such a bad hand dealt to him and he makes the most of it. Well, he's dealing some of those cards to himself. It's not like he's being told, as an almost 20-year coaching veteran, the longest tenured coach in North American major sports, he's not being told these are the players we're picking. He has a massive hand in that process. And so I think nationally you get this, oh, look at him spinning gold out of straw. And locally it's definitely more of, you know what, I think it's time for a change and an offensive-minded guy in that spot.
Yeah, I mean, you're ready to move on from him. I've heard from a lot of Steelers fans saying the same thing. So what's the real downside of rolling the dice with Aaron Rodgers? Because if it doesn't work out, it could lead to Tomlin being fired, right?
I don't think – see, that's where I think that's too far of a leap, because Art Rooney, just the way he – Art Rooney II, the way he talks about Mike, I think it would take like a 3-14 season, multiple humiliations off the field, like in greater scale and scope than anything we've seen for them recently. It would take Rodgers being atrocious on the field, humiliating the team off the field, openly firing shots at Tomlin on like Pat McAfee's show, I think, for this to get to DEFCON 1. Otherwise, I really do think Mike would have to go on a sustained run of poor seasons for Art Rooney to think about being the guy to call this off. I mean, the prevailing wisdom in Pittsburgh is that Mike is going to be the one who determines when his time with the Steelers ends. I mean, think about where you'd ever say that in any other NFL city. It didn't even work that way for Belichick, and the guy won 6 Super Bowls in New England, and he didn't get to call his own shot. Why Mike Tomlin is afforded that grace is beyond me.
Yeah. Man, just hearing you talk about it, it's incredible how things change in a year. I was the doom and gloom fan of the Commanders that didn't think that anything was going to ever work out. So let's talk best case scenario for Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers. I mean, is there a chance he throws 40 bombs and DK Metcalf has like the best season of his career and you guys win 11 games?
No. I mean, I guess best case is 11-6. I just actually almost can't even say that in good conscience, because I can't imagine the confluence of circumstances that would require or that kind of a finish would require. Metcalf's a really, you know, crazy physical specimen and a guy who dominates just by being bigger, stronger, faster, but he's not a precise route runner. And we know this much about Rodgers. He loves precision route runners. Like, that's why he assembles the Aaron Rodgers super friends wherever he goes. Like, paging Alan Lazard, get ready for that trade. The Steelers have a million picks. Here comes a 7th-round pick for Alan Lazard to be wide receiver 2. It's like, you know, he's Aaron Rodgers' binky or security blanket out there. Here's the bottom line for me. You'd say 40 bombs and somehow they go 11-6. If that Aaron Rodgers was still there, he wouldn't have been available to the Steelers for well under, like, primo starting quarterback money, which is what he's going to make, is well under that. Like, I've tried to convey that to the few holdouts there are that think this could be something great. I don't know if you're an Arrested Development fan, but it's like the old meme of every so often people tell themselves that this is going to work, and it never does, and then the guy pauses and says, but maybe it will for us. It's like, no, there's a reason he's available to you. He hasn't had a good year since 2021. Like, he is much closer to washed than he is anything else, and I think that's going to bear out ultimately.
What are you personally rooting for? Are you kind of rooting for Rodgers to fail, you know, to fall flat on his face and get embarrassed?
I'm not rooting. I mean, listen, you know this as well as I do. Business is good when the teams win, like in your town. Jaden Daniels is a godsend for Washington and for sports talk. People want to listen, and people want things to go well for their home team. But it has gotten poisonous enough here in terms of the Tomlin and the staleness factor. I am rooting for Rodgers to not like really acquit himself well and to prove that he was just another guy and that they probably could have got the same results with Rudolph, and for this to get a little bit ugly so that maybe this snaps everybody in that complacent front office and ownership room awake, and they realize they can't keep doing the same old, and pulling the old definition of insanity trick.
Who is the young superstar that Steelers fans can get excited for this season? Is there anybody?
Wait, on this year's team or a guy coming up in college, you mean, that they could dream about?
No, a guy on this year's team. Like, why would Steelers fans have any reason to watch the games this year, right? I mean, what's the future look like?
I mean, they should have traded T.J. Watt before last season, so that's not one.
Yeah.
Man, yikes. I don't have a great answer there. I mean, Derek Harmon, because he's a first-round pick, and I think he'll be really good for them, but he doesn't play a sexy position that, like, jumps off
right.
The page. Everybody knows what Metcalf is like as a receiver. Just seeing him in a Steelers jersey is going to be fun, I guess. But, man, I really do not have a great answer.
What if Joey Porter Jr. has, like, eight interceptions, I guess? Maybe that would get people excited?
But even then, like, he's got his detractors here, because all the things that were said about him in his pre-draft have come true. He's extremely handsy out there. He is going to make as many bad plays or take as many penalties, depending on the refereeing crew, as he is going to make good plays. So maybe they're excited for Caleb Johnson, but even that guy seems like they just drafted Najee Harris 2.0, who's maybe a little bit more explosive and more appropriately drafted relative to round.
Hey, man, I really appreciate you taking the time to join the show. We have a producer at our station, Dan Hobgood, who listens to your show religiously. And so he wanted me to get you on, and he's been talking about your show nonstop, man. So you're doing a great job, man. We appreciate you joining the show today.
Well, thanks for having me. And since he listens to the show, I'll say this to him for listening. Congratulations on all your success, and he'll know what I mean.
Take care, man. Have a good one.
Right,
you're
you
listening
too.
To AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome back. Epstein, you're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town. You got the Junks Monday through Friday from 6 to 10 a.m. Michael Phillips is 10 to noon. I'm 12 to 3 AWOD Radio before Grant and Danny drive you home, and we're always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free anywhere you get your apps at. We'll go on the fast break with AWOD, all things NBA at 1:30. Adam Silver with some interesting news about next year's NBA All-Star Game. Brandon Katz, Mr. Hollywood, will join the show to talk about the future of ESPN and also some summer blockbusters that will be coming out to the theaters in the next few weeks. Mike Barber to talk local news in the sports world there in around UVA. He'll join us at 2:30. So I'm live from River City Roll. Well, we've got Stubb running the ones and twos behind the glass. Stubb, how are you doing today, man?
Doing pretty good today.
And Biff, our intern, is back for another day on the show. And I want to focus on the intern here because I gave him a chance yesterday to listen to his host, to make some money, and to pick the good guys. And instead, he went with the bad boys, Oklahoma City Thunder, after I laid it out in front of him on a plate.
Listen, it's not my best moment. Not my best moment. I'm new to this. It's not going to happen again.
Just the rule is, if you listen to your host, if I'm wrong, I take all the hits, right?
That's true.
I'm the loser. I'm the big idiot that got it wrong. If you go against me, you're damn right I'm going to throw it in your face. When Tyrese Haliburton hits a game winner, their only lead of the game with 0.3 seconds left, their largest lead, 1 point, largest lead for the Thunder, 15 points, 111 to 110. Just a fantastic game. And I know, Biff, you said you were watching with some friends. Mm-hmm. You were trying to watch with some friends at a sports bar. At what point did you see this game shift? Because it was kind of weird the way the fourth quarter played out.
Yeah, it was kind of funny because, like you said, I mean, Thunder's up by 15. I was at B-Dubs with a bunch of my friends, and I downed a burger. out of the happiness because I was about to come back and told you I was right. And then after the burger is gone, I look up and the Pacers are within five. And I'm like, are you serious? Now this, and I'm with a Knicks fan. So he was having PTSD. But listen, at the end of the day, it's the fourth quarter. It's the turnovers, right? At the Pacers, their aggressiveness on defense was really the show. And I could see the Thunder started getting a little passive aggressive with their offensive flow. And the Indiana Pacers just took control of it.
Yeah, I don't think it's a good game plan for SGA to shoot 30 field goals.
I agree.
38 points is great. 30 field goals is kind of crazy. That's like what Kobe Bryant would do. But I'll tell you this, Stubb and Biff. I honestly think the game flipped in the second half. That third quarter, the Pacers won it 31-28. I thought they gave their best effort that third quarter, and the Thunder went blow for blow with them. And I really thought the third quarter was going to be the Pacers' move to get back into this game, but it was like SGA hit a big shot, right? And then Lu Dort with a big shot. Like, that third quarter was, I think, the most entertaining basketball maybe of the entire game with both teams going at it. And that's why I started getting worried, because I felt like Indiana was throwing haymakers and OKC was going right back at them. But then that second unit really made a difference in the fourth quarter. And how about Obi Toppin? My goodness.
Yeah, he was really impressed. It was like almost bringing it back to when you were the A-10 days where he struck fear into your heart when he e-spayed on my own team's arena. That's what, like, there was that feeling. And to see him succeed, and he got 17. He was 5-for-8 from downtown, which wasn't his game in college at all. And so to see what he's doing on this NBA level, and it's at that level in the NBA Finals, super impressive.
Yeah, so the Pacers bench unit, 8 three-point shots made out of 12 attempts. The team as a whole, 46% from three-point range. It's the great equalizer in the NBA game. That's why I was going with the Pacers. The Thunder didn't shoot terribly themselves, 36%, but they need more from Chet Holmgren. And I almost thought he was outmatched by Miles Turner. I do not think that's going to be the case moving forward, and I would almost guarantee Holmgren goes off for like 15 in game two, because he will bounce back. He's way better than 6.6 rebounds and a block in his first NBA Finals appearance. But the weight was an issue against Miles Turner. I mean, it certainly was. And then, you know, you look at, like you said, the turnovers in this game here. You expected the Oklahoma City Thunder to be, I think, maybe better defensively in the fourth quarter. And you know, we should be maybe spending a whole segment about the impact that Andrew Nembhard made.
Yes,
I mean, my goodness. He was so clutch, and I mean, especially that massive three-point shot that he made against SGA, the step back. I mean, we played the call earlier. You heard Reggie Miller's even saying, it's not even Halliburton beating the main ball handler here. They went with Nembhard. They went with the hot hand, and then Halliburton, when he got the chance at the end, nailed the game winner. Just so cool to see him step up in that moment there and hit that big shot. We talked about it. This is a guy that was voted last year NBA's most overrated player, and he's been absolutely playing with a chip on his shoulder ever since then. So moving forward in this series, Biff, do you think the Thunder are going to be able to completely turn things around here and then get a road victory against the Pacers? I wonder, you know, is this going to be what we're going to see from OKC, where it's all SGA and then the other pieces kind of disappear?
Yeah, and that's what I was worried about. We talked about this yesterday. Indiana's a deeper team, but when you look at talent for talent, you have SGA on the Thunder, so that's why you're going for the MVP. But I think it's just time to regroup if you're the Thunder. You really got to be able to close those games. I mean, that's what teams have struggled with for the Pacers, closing them out. But like you said, SGA needs help. I mean, that's what it comes down to, and that's from Chet, that's from Williams, even the bench. They need to help him out. SGA, especially in the NBA Finals, cannot lead a team, especially against a momentum team like the Pacers, an aggressive team. And you got to make sure, keep turning the ball. I mean, listen, Pacers had 25 turnovers, and they won. So, so you're doing something right, but it's just keeping composure, I think. And I think it's just a young team, NBA Finals.
They also, keep going. They didn't have the points off the turnovers that you expected. Here's my worry for the Thunder is, like, they might have gotten the best game they're going to get from Lu Dort in this series. 5 made 3-point shots, 55%. You look at throughout the playoffs, he's been shooting like 28 to 31%, You know, so he stepped up and had a massive game. But they just couldn't close out the Thunder. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Pacers in this game here, and that's been the issue for every team trying to close out the Pacers throughout this postseason. But that was just a fantastic game one, and it really does set up this series to kind of get really good ratings moving forward. I just think that, like, if the Thunder had won by 15 in game one after they had a 15-point fourth quarter lead, everyone would be writing off the Pacers already. But with the Pacers' stunning comeback, now you're like, wow, maybe Awad was right picking the Pacers here at plus 500. You're not going to get those odds anytime soon, for sure. Phone lines are open if you want to chime in, talk a little NBA, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.